5 o'clock, Ian Parkinson reporting. In the Gulf War, Iran and Iraq are reported to have agreed to stop the bombardment of each other's towns and cities. This follows a call made by the UN Secretary-General, Señor Pérez de Cuellar, to stop attacks on civilian targets. Hundreds of civilians have been killed or wounded in 4 days of artillery bombardments and air raids. In the Gulf itself, there's been another missile attack on shipping. A Kuwaiti oil tanker was hit by an unidentified aircraft and set on fire. No one was injured. Sussex police are renewing their search of the coast around Brighton this afternoon in connection with the disappearance of the London baby Louise Brown. Here's Sue Emmett with the latest details.
The police search has already led to the discovery of a maroon quilted carrycot cover from a stretch of beach near Seaford. Apparently it had been washed up on the foreshore. Scientific tests have yet to be made on the cover, and police have not yet established if it's like the one used on the cot belonging to Louise. Teams of police are now combing the rest of the shoreline towards Brighton. Meanwhile, Scotland Yard have renewed their appeal for members of the public to come forward if they saw a red Volvo Estate 240 in the South Coast area on the bank holiday weekend of the 26th to 28th of May. The registration is MGF226Y.
Thousands of Sikhs gathered in London this afternoon for a demonstration against the crackdown on Sikh extremists in India. At a rally in Hyde Park, speakers angrily denounced the Indian Prime Minister, Mrs. Gandhi. The Sikhs then marched through London for a demonstration outside the Indian High Commission. There have been no reports of trouble. In China, 20 pandas are now known to have died as a consequence of the withering of the bamboo that is their staple diet. Only about 1,000 pandas are known to exist, most of them in China's Sichuan province. There's a new leader in the single-handed transatlantic yacht race. Peter Phillips, an ex-policeman from Exeter, sailing the 60-foot trimaran Travercrest Seaway, is 45 miles ahead of his nearest rival. That's it for now. There's Money's on 1 at 7:30.
This is Radio 1 in stereo on VHF for the rest of Sunday evening, and this is the nation's top chart show, The Top 40, as compiled for the BBC by Gallup.
Change of heart.